construction, roofing, siding, remodeling, awnings, and signs. Northtown Construction.
744. Thank you, Northtown Construction. Much appreciated. Nicole's here from the airport. Nicole Noel Williams, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
We had a robust discussion with the mayor about manufacturing jobs, manufacturing. And then, of course, the knowledge economy. They aren't mutually exclusive. These are things that can work together and blend together. We were just talking about it during the commercials. I mean, you want all of that in the community because then you're not all eggs in one basket.
You've got it. And that's, you know, when we talk about airlines and meeting with airline planners, looking at the future, it's all about how diverse is your region and how do you create stability within the area based on the type of jobs that are available. And both need to be here. We need to see the growth from both.
And we're going to. And the good news, you know, the good news is yesterday's bad news is today's good news. We had our own 2 or 3 year mini depression going on in Lansing and in Michigan before the big national one. And now we're one of the first really out. We're used to running lean and mean. We're back at it. Our airport is there, ready to meet our needs, adding as many flights as we're ever going to need. These people are going to be making decent money. They're going to be vacationing.
Yep.
They're going to be doing business. They're going to be flying. It's got to be music to your ears every time you hear about a downtown loft project, a new building going up. I mean, even the smallest thing can add into the mix of shifting the perception, our own self-perception.
Yep, definitely.
And the nation's perception of the Midwest, specifically Michigan, specifically Lansing when it comes to. Because you probably hear a lot about Detroit when you're meeting with airlines.
We do.
Detroit's a mess. Detroit's got 2 out of 3 streetlights that don't work. True. It goes on and on. But it's unfair. Surely they know. They understand markets being different, don't they? Or don't they?
They do. Some do. It's definitely important for us to highlight all of the other exciting things that are going on in this area. The manufacturing, the growth of manufacturing, what's going on at the university, what's going on with all the insurance companies we have throughout the region. And all of them are traveling. All of them are using planes.
Yep.
And if anything, nothing has changed within this region for a need for air service. It's just as things evolved and have changed with bankruptcies and mergers, there's been a decrease of service. And that's not just here. It's throughout Michigan.
Sure.
And there's been recent reports even highlighting Detroit and the amount of reductions that have occurred there with the markets and frequencies that they have. But it's all about using what we have here first and continue to grow what we have for air service, and more air service will come.
Now, the way I figure it, there's 3, and you correct me if there's more, 3 basic consumers of our airport. There's cargo, which is probably growing the fastest. Am I right about that?
It is growing, yes.
Okay. Yep. Cargo, in and out. Hopefully, it isn't happening yet. It's not ignited yet, but hopefully our Port Lansing international status will ignite
as
a place for cargo planes to come, drop their loads, and then disperse their products via rail, via the highways that are all here in Lansing.
You got it. It's all about education. It's
getting them used to
corporations.
That. Mm-hmm. A lot cheaper here.
Yes, and faster.
Cheaper and faster in Lansing than Chicago, for instance.
Right.
Big cargo.
You're going to tie up your products in Chicago and in Detroit for 3 days.
And those cargo.
Versus bringing it right to Lansing.
Right. And our cargo hubs are cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Same service, faster, cheaper. You just got to get the word out.
That's right. So and we have all the people here. We have custom officers, freight forwarders. We have everybody here that can help educate any of those companies that are looking at going international or already shipping internationally how to streamline the process.
So that's what we're really looking to grow. And that's customer number one.
Mm-hmm.
Customer number two, obvious, the government business traveler. They're doing their thing to D.C. and back. They're going off to the West.
Mm-hmm.
They're the business traveler.
Correct.
Then number three, the vacation traveler.
Yep.
Which is, again, I'm not sure which is the backbone. I imagine the business would be the backbone. But the vacation traveler is while a more rare appearance, if you get enough of them, you get the volume, you do well.
That's correct.
So we have these winter flights going everywhere.
Yeah, we've got the Apple Vacations. Apple contracted with Frontier Airlines this year to handle all their international flights. So we still have the Cancun, Punta Cana, and Puerto Vallarta. So for those that are looking for a package, a vacation package, Apple Vacations is there and ready. Contact your local travel agency. They can help you out. But if you're looking for air only, for those that already have hotel arrangements. You can go on to Frontier's website and actually book just the air only with those nonstop flights. But then we also have Allegiant Air that came back into the market,
yep,
doing the Orlando-Sanford flights, and they've done extremely well. The flights are virtually full every flight, so they've done very well, and great prices, great affordable prices.
And they'll add equipment as time, you know, as needed arises.
That's right.
They're happy to do it. And then, of course, the business travelers. I mean, I just did the D.C. trip. It's so nice. It was 1 hour and 8 minutes.
Isn't that beautiful?
1 hour and 8 minutes. I'm sitting right there in Reagan. You know, it's the greatest thing ever.
Anybody going back and forth to D.C., it's a large, beautiful aircraft. It's got first class available that you can purchase in advance, or you can upgrade based on space available at the airport. They also have the service up to Minneapolis, which does extremely well with just the O&D to Minneapolis because the fares are so low.
Mm-hmm.
Delta really has had the market on Minneapolis for many years. And so the airfares to Minneapolis have always been extremely high, $700-$800 round trip fares. Now you're looking at, you know, $250-$300 round trip fares to Minneapolis or to Washington, D.C. And the D.C., you can leave now in the morning,
yep,
and come back that evening.
Same day.
So anybody that's the association travel or very tight travel budgets, you can get a full day's worth of work and eliminate the $250 hotel rate by having to spend the night and extend your stay.
Do you even say the word Detroit out loud very often?
No, not usually.
The word, you can't even say metro.
It's a bad word. No, not really. But I mean, it's, you know, when it comes to the airport side of things, I want people in this region to realize that if you use what we currently have out of here, you're going to see growth.
It's true. It's a little bit of an investment for some people, and they're not going to do it. It can't always be done.
Correct.
But if you strive for it, you will help make it happen.
Yeah.
And people are doing it. I do it as best I can. Jake, he's on the line right now. Say hi to Jake.
Hi, Jake.
Good morning.
Jake, how are you doing?
Thank you. Fine, thank you.
Nicole from the airport with us here, Jake. And flying from nearby is dear to Jake as well. Whenever he can do it, he does it.
I know. Absolutely. Last year you took the Apple vacation flights, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually that's what we did.
Yep.
Again, we do it as best we can, and hopefully it'll all continue to grow.
That's right.
We have exciting news coming up in a second. Right now, your forecast from Jake.
And we've got some colder weather literally blowing in. Temperatures hovering around 40, expected to be around 30 or colder by late afternoon. West winds 15 to 25 will keep that chill factor in the 20s most of the day, but into the teens this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today, tonight, and tomorrow, maybe a flurry or two, but the main system will be to our south the next couple of days. So winter storm warnings, ice storm warnings across Ohio and Indiana, mainly along and south of Interstate 70. Back at home, we're highs in the mid-20s tomorrow, mid to upper 20s Saturday. Pretty quiet weekend until Sunday night. Then we'll get some snowfall in here. Should be light. We'll keep an eye on it, but some light snow is expected Sunday night into early Monday morning. Again, right now 40, but the high today was 60, and we're falling from here on out.
We started at 60. Thanks, little buddy.
You bet. See you soon.
Sleep upside down pyramid day. Quickly, the reason really, really wanted you in here was this loyalty program you guys have launched. Tell us about the Top Flight Club at our airport.
Well, the Top Flight Club is very similar to a loyalty, airline loyalty program. So anytime that you travel, once you've passed through TSA, through security, and you head upstairs in the airport terminal, there's a kiosk. You're going to swipe a card after you become a member. You'll receive a card in the mail. You'll swipe your card, and your name will automatically be put into monthly drawings. There's additional discounts that you'll have access to, one free non-alcoholic drink when you're traveling, perks and other benefits into the business center, which will be the Top Flight Club as people are coming and going. But it is a free program, a lot of great prizes, promotions, giveaways. So the monthly promotions will be things like Bose headsets, travel speakers, things
That's
like
cool.
that. Yeah. Yep.
Again, things, discounts on parking, stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, discounts
stuff,
on parking.
Stuff to make it easier to keep going through Lansing's airport.
Right, and a way for us to show our appreciation and thanks to those that are choosing Lansing.
How do you join the Top Flight Club?
You can go online at flylansing.com, or if you're traveling, right there in the terminal, you can use the kiosk and get yourself registered.
I like that. You guys did it just before Thanksgiving, of course. That made sense.
Yeah. Yep.
How'd Thanksgiving go at the airport? Okay.
Really well.
Yay.
Really well. We had, you know, with the weather that we experienced with all along the East Coast, there was a couple delays due to some crew duty time that got tied up on
yep.
the East side. Experienced the same thing with Allegiant getting tied up with some crew rest issues. But other than that, the flights went really well. So anybody that's looking at the holiday travel or spring break travel, holidays pretty much gone. Spring break, there's some space still out there and available, but
it's booking up.
Yeah, visit the airport's kiosk the concierge at the airport. You can go online at flylansing.com and get more information. But hopefully right around the corner, we're going to have a bowl game that everybody's going to be heading out to. So I know there'll be some charters.
Yeah, there'll be some charters and a lot more. We'll talk more about it when we get there.
Excellent.
Hopefully we will.
Yep.
All right, everybody, the Top Flight Club. Find out more and fly the Lansing difference.
Thank you.
That's right. Fly Lansing difference is a good thing. It's a good thing. Nicole, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Be well. We'll be right back.